Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we told you it was a quick one. To get back to it right away. See, it's overwhelming right now. No, overwhelming.
Now, there is a bubble, a sports talk bubble, right, that I've seen over the last several years. Recognize this. In the stadium, it's different. There is still a group of fans who love James Harden. I see people arguing about it online on Twitter. Rockets Twitter will argue a little bit. People will come out angry about James. I don't want James. And then if the Rockets get him, and that's understandable. You want the team to win, so you want to buy into, you know, any move that's made. I can't wrap my just me personally. I cannot wrap my hands around the fact that this type of move is typically a very, very low impact, high risk move. A player who's clearly on the decline of his career, and all the numbers say that, you overpay, you give longer than a short term deal. And I'm saying anything longer than 2 years is a long term deal at this age. And I don't think it's tradable, because the teams who are trying to get over the hump are not going to trade for a guy who has a consistent pattern of falling apart in big games. Mike.
Cannot avoid, especially after
it's unavoidable
again in the postseason.
So I don't think he's tradable. He's had trouble with coaches. Everyone's excited about Udoka coming in. Everyone's excited about him because he brings accountability and defense, which are two things that James has never been.
Is he going to undermine everything that whatever Udoka, yeah, as far as discipline goes?
Yeah, and
first time he's late for a bus.
And who will they have the back on? Because he's going to be making more than Udoka.
Yeah.
Whose back are they going to have? James? James is the team has always had James's back forever. And it's one of the reasons they're in this position is because they always had his back. Yep. Daryl Morey always had his back. If you continue to choose player over coach, you are going to never get to culture. You're never going to get there.
Let's get Ryan in here. Ryan, yay or nay?
Does a bear poop in your house twice? Just a question.
No. Once he poops in the house for the first time, I'm making sure I lock the door.
Well, you could poop in somebody's house if you have to go real bad. I mean, but I mean, blow up the toilet, that's another thing. But if you got to go, you got to go. You got to go. He didn't poop in your... Actually, he made your house smell very, very nice for a long time, okay? Just so everybody knows, let's not rewrite history here. James Harden was a really, really, became a Hall of Fame player here in the city of Houston. Let's not rewrite history. Bobby, yay or nay? I'm bringing him back.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to build on it a little bit. Okay. Let's say that lottery ball pops up number 3. We're sending Jalen Green in that number 3 pick to Memphis for Ja Morant. We're bringing in James Harden. We got a chance to get one of the best natural scores the league has ever seen on the Chiefs. So we're going to go out and get Kyrie, and we're going to tell Ime, hey, you're an accountability guy. You're a culture guy. Let's see some accountability and culture.
What about Dylan Brooks? You didn't bring him.
Why didn't you bring in Brooks or Draymond?
Yeah.
I mean, you're literally asking for the hardest coaching job in the history of the league.
Kyrie, Ja, James Harden, and bring in Dylan Brooks.
Oh, my God.
That'd be awesome.
There's not a coach alive. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
That'd be the greatest team ever. Other Eric. Let's bring him in here. Hey, Eric.
That counts as a yes?
Taking the risk that Lance is going to jump up and down and scream that his pee-pee hurts, I'm going to go with yay. Because of all of that list of free agents that y'all read out, which one has the highest probability of moving this team to a playoff run? Thank you.
I think VanVleet.
I don't care about a playoff run. I care about building toward a championship. See, that's another thing about team building.
Are we just looking for a one-year?
One or two?
A playoff year this year?
But by the third year of a deal, it probably is going to have to be a four-year deal. By the third and fourth year of that deal, James Harden already is on the decline. Can you imagine in year three? I don't want to be a playoff. Who just barely made the playoffs this year? Toronto, guess what? Nick Nurse beat it. You know what? You get into the play-in, beat it. You're out. I don't want to be that team. Minnesota. You want to be Minnesota? Mm-mm. How's Minnesota taste? How's that gonna be?
No, and that's why, I mean, Eric's talking about taking a chance at a playoff run this year. This has not. That's my problem.
Yeah, I don't,
such a short-term mindset.
Yeah.
When you're trying to build a long-term, the Celtics are the favorites to win a title. You know why? And it's taken some time. Just like it took time with Dream. Rockets drafted Dream in 84.
Took time with Jordan.
It took 8 years. Took Jordan 8 years. Took Dream 9 years.
Yeah.
And Jason Tatum now. It's taken a little time with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. But you know what? The core is the same. The primary core. But you have Marcus Smart. You have Jaylen Brown. But really, honestly, that's what you're trying to build is you're trying to build your core up. You're trying to get your core up. This isn't about a one-year trying to fight for the play-in value.
When you go
value.
Work out, what does the trainer immediately say?
Build your core. Build your fronts, your offensive and defensive lines, trench play. You got to go find the right kind of dogs.
On the team right now.
I think there's some that have dog potential.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you have those right dogs.
It's James Harden,
but you got to have at least two dogs on that roster.
Is it LJ? LJ, well, yay or nay?
Hey, guys. I'm a hard no, and for one big reason. James Harden's your ex-wife. I mean, the first couple of years of marriage is a lot of fun. The last couple of years, he's had a headache every freaking night, right? So he wanted to leave. He took 70%. And you know what? You're out there all by yourself and saying, you know what? I have some good times. I sort of miss him. You're not getting on the dating apps, no nothing, right? So you're thinking about, hey, let's bring him back. We can have some good times again. But you forgot, he was crazy, okay? He was absolutely crazy. And now you're on the verge of getting something hot, something young, if you're just a little patient, all right? You get the new young wife. You never introduce her to the ex-wife until a couple years down the line and he's settled in. Guys, it's a hard no.
Mm-hmm. Don't bring your ex back. Don't bring your go find a nice new honey. Okay, mm-hmm. Just go find a nice new honey. Don't bring your ex back. Mm-hmm. I get that.
He just cooked.
He just cooked.
That was cooking right there. Everything he said, I was like, mm-hmm. Man, what an incredible analogy. If you're just patient,
you'll find.
If you just trust Udoka, and you're just patient.
Right.
I wonder if my opinion. Now, my opinion's not going to change even if you have the fifth pick of the draft. My opinion doesn't really change unless it's a 2-year deal.
Did James?
And then I'm okay with. I'm okay with the 2-year deal.
Staying with that analogy, okay? James was a hot wife.
Mm-hmm. He was.
He started to look around at the end, put on a few pounds, okay? But then.
Magically slimmed down.
Got hot. It's still a hot cougar out there.
Was he a hot cougar with the...
But
was he really a hot cougar with the Nets? I'm trying to figure out why people think that James is some hot option from the Nets. Nets fans were disappointed. 76ers fans were disappointed.
Well, listen,
James is going to look in for marriage number 5.
Got that crazy in him. Got really sloppy at the end with
the
Sixers.
How often do remarriages work? They work sometimes.
Well, when you've been sleeping around as much as James has been, it's going to get sloppy, okay? And now you want to bring that back? Mm. That's what you're looking for?
Mm. I just feel like he's asking the Rockets to finance his partying in Houston. I can't get away from the fact that he wants to be here because it's more fun. Do you think he can walk the streets? You saw them yelling at crumb bum at Ben Simmons. Effing crumb bum.
Yeah.
Do you think James can walk the streets of Philadelphia?
No,
that's not where he wants to be.
Not right now.
It's not where he wants to be. He can't play for Philadelphia fans.
No, he cannot. Mark, yay or nay on Harden?
Yeah, representative from the Beaumont delegation.
Okay. Yes.
It's a no.
Okay.
I mean, we've already had that awkward welcome back video. You can't come back from that.
From the great city of Beaumont, home of pseudo-Cajun stuff because we're close to the border, home close to Lake Charles where we can gamble, home of the Golden Triangle where Bun B and UGK were from the Golden Triangle. They're PA, but we can claim them a little bit as Beaumont. The great delegation from the city of Beaumont says no to James Harden. That's how you should have come in.
Yeah.
This is a James Harden convention.
Well,
we're having a James Harden convention.
No, usually there's a lot of cheering and signs and up and down and yay.
Well, the no's are right now cheering up and down with the signs.
That's Lou, what's happening. Lou, yay or nay?
Well, as a person that is tired of supporting the ladies of the night, I think we should support your local stripper and bring back James Harden.
Okay.
All right. I mean, that's a way of looking at it.
You voted.
Did you hear what he just said? I don't want to have to do it anymore. Let James take over the heavy lifting. What he just said.
Yeah.
Is that really a reason to bring a player back?
To do the heavy stripper lifting? Okay. I don't know what size James likes in his stripper. I do know he's an enthusiast. I do know that. He's a stripper enthusiast. I just don't know what size. Scott, yay or nay on James?
Double rods.
Double rods.
I actively root against anything that deals with Houston, and in the interest of better radio, I say bring the dude back.
This, we cannot count the vote of somebody who is a bona fide Silky Johnson player hater of the year.
Yep.
Hate. He told you he cheers against the city of Houston, so he's trying to invite chaos into our city.
Yep. And better radio. Okay, I don't know.
I guess we have to count his
James
vote, though, because even if we don't like that he's here, we have to count his vote, technically.
A couple more, and then we're done. Peter, yay or nay?
Hey guys, I have to say nay, and I want to know, is that one guy talking about hot women, was that Tom's call from What Did You Learn This Weekend?
No, that wasn't Tom. Tom was the first
Tom
one
actually
up.
Actually, is one of the
He was one of the first ones up. That was not Tom. The analogy came from somebody else. But he's dead on. I think you don't bring your ex back. Go find something nice and young. No. I mean, you don't want to have your ex back in your life. There's a reason she's your ex.
Yeah,
She got a little heavy before she left.
Why does it always have to be heavy? What about that you just weren't getting along? What if it was you? It wasn't in this instance. Yeah. It wasn't the Rockets.
No, well, the Rockets got really.
Well, she had made. It's almost like your ex had made you like take. Okay, I want a bigger house.
Well,
got a bigger house, which is Russell Westbrook.
Well, here's the problem is when she left. While you remember the good times, you went in the gutter. Okay.
Yeah.
You went after she left.
And
you're
stuck with debt.
Yeah.
You were stuck with Russell Westbrook debt. You're stuck with
John Wall.
John Wall debt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you got stuck with debt. She made you buy a big house and then said she was leaving. You're like, what the hell? This is on my credit report. I'm not going to be able to afford this. Well, you went into bankruptcy.
Yep.
Your ex-wife made you go into bankruptcy, and now you want to bring her back?
You've been living in the gutter ever since.
Everything she asked you to do, I want you to do this. No, I want this. No, I want this. Okay, yes. You did everything that she asked you to do. Yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do that for you. Yes. And then she left you. Your credit report got slammed. You went bankrupt. And now you want to bring her back? And this is when you were giving her all of your money.
No.
Everything she wanted. As the maximum amount. The super max amount of money that she could have.
Yeah.
You gave her super max.
And then she brought one guy into the relationship. And then another guy into the relationship.
And then
another guy into the relationship. She kept getting rid of all those guys. into the relationship, out of the relationship, and then she ate her way out. Okay. And that's it. And this is what you want to bring
it
back?
It always ends with eating their way out.
Well, he did.
The other stuff wasn't bad enough.
He did wear a fat suit to get out of here, didn't he?
I mean, I can't. I'd say you're sexist, but there was that whole quote unquote fat suit era where all of a sudden he magically slimmed down in 1 week.
All right, we're done because we're up against it. 816 ESPN 97. It was an overwhelming no. We did have some yays for James Harden, but it's been an overwhelming no. We find out tonight if it's going to be Victor Wembanyama to the Rockets. Ping pong balls are going to be rolling tonight. So this is an exciting time. We will definitely be here tomorrow morning to talk about all of that. Where the Rockets end up, we will talk about that. Right now, though, you've got to talk about Steve and Shell and your patio.
Texas Custom Patios. Man, what a great purchase that is for people who really want to dress up their backyard and really want to have a place to go and enjoy themselves, watching television outside in the evening, enjoying themselves. I was out on my patio yesterday, just kicked back in one of my chairs and just, just going through some, doing what I do, just going through some reels of dogs and fights and crazy stuff, sending them to Ryan LaShane. That's, just kind of what I do. But you got a chance to really enjoy yourself out on your patio with Texas Custom Patios. They design it for you. They'll build it with the best stones and granite that you choose. They've got a wide selection, the places that they go. They've got access to the very best refrigerators and grills and appliances that you're going to find out there. They can build, I don't talk much about their swimming pools, but really amazing swimming pools. And if you want to get something with the infinity edge, they can do anything that you're looking for. But whether it's a bigger job or a smaller job, and no job is too big. I mean, they're doing like close to $1 million jobs in the back of houses these are incredible things that they're creating. Or they can do smaller ones just like they did for me. It's Texas Custom Patios. Build out your oasis in the backyard with TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, football. Let's talk a little football here, Lance. Where do you think the Texans rank
fourth
in defensive backs right now?
Well, what do you mean ranking defensive backs?
As far as defensive backfields in the NFL.
Oh, I saw that list that somebody put together. Well, I don't know how you can put it together, but who was it that put that together?
It was, I think it was it Pro? Let's see.
They had them higher than I expected, way higher than I expected.
Yeah, way higher. Yep, higher than I expected, too. Well, yeah, it's,
they got them like,
is it Pro Football Focus? Whoever.
10th? It's not even Pro Football Focus, just some guy with a spreadsheet.
Oh, okay.
It's Jerry Spreadsheet.
They had them at 11th.
Yeah. Based on
the Dolphins are best. That Jalen Ramsey, Xavier Howard,
that's kind of crazy.
Cam Smith, Nick Needham,
Javon Holland.
Yeah. The Jets are second. DJ Reed, Ahmad Gardner. Okay. Michael Carter the second. Eagles, Darius Slay, James.
Actually,
the Eagles.
The Jets
Slay
sound a little
Bradbury.
High.
Huh?
The Jets sound a little high for that group.
The Eagles are pretty damn good with Slay and Bradbury.
They got Slay back, yeah.
Yep. The Packers, Jair Alexander and Eric Stokes, Russell Douglas. Cowboys, I think Diggs is overrated.
I did too. He's very, so do Cowboy. Cowboy fans understand that he's very feast or famine.
Yeah.
I mean, if the ball's in his vicinity, he can make plays, but man.
He gets beat.
His speed
so
is
Jalen Ramsey, by the way.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey, bringing the Dolphins to the top of the food chart. I'm sorry. Jalen Ramsey gets beat a lot. The Browns with Denzel Ward, Greg Newsome, Martin Emerson. Chargers, J.C. Jackson and Asante Samuel.
J.C. Jackson was terrible last year.
Michael Davis.
But J.C. Jackson was literally terrible last year.
Kansas City, Buffalo.
Kansas City should probably be higher. Yep. Their young rookies played really well last year. They added McDuffie. I would have Kansas City higher than that.
Yeah. Jalen Watson, and Joshua Williams.
Buffalo's got two good safeties. White. They got Tre'Davious White.
Yep.
They got Kyra Elam. Like, yep. Buffalo's that far down?
Yeah, ninth. By the way, Denver. Denver was great defensively last year. Patrick Surtain is great. Mm-hmm. Damari Mathis, Kawan Williams. Then you got the Texans. How do you know that Derek Stingley's going to be on the field? Steven Nelson is nice.
How mad are you going to be if he misses extensive time again?
Oh, don't even say that. I mean, again, no. Again, stop already. We're not doing that. We're not missing extensive time
again. Ian Cunningham's going to be the GM here next year.
What did you...
He is the assistant general manager in Chicago. Ian Cunningham is your next Texans GM. He will be in charge of the 2024 draft.
So what did you think of the Griffin signing?
I like it. I mean, it's...
Some depth?
I think he can compete for a starting job.
Shaquille Griffin?
Yeah. Why couldn't he? Who's your other corner?
Steven Nelson.
Okay. I think he can compete with Steven Nelson.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I think Steven Nelson can play some nickel in some instances, although I question if he can. I mean, he's really more of a physical guy. So, but I think Shaquille Griffin, it's a one-year deal, but I think Shaq Griffin is signing a one-year deal because maybe there will be another deal out there for him. He's not the same player he was in Seattle, but you're just going to run, primarily press stuff, and you'll be in guys' faces. And I think that Shaq Griffin can compete for some playing time, absolutely. Tavier Thomas, I guess, he's got to earn his way in. I mean, this is going to be different than what Lovie Smith was doing. So we'll see how these guys fit. But this is a guy who's handpicked by basically D'Amico and his staff is, okay, let's get this guy. He can fit what we're doing.
Yeah, well, he got toasted a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does get beat deep if we're talking about
how it's a one-year deal.
Ramsey in. Right. I know. I thought Steven Nelson was okay last year.
He is. He's all right, but... Yeah. You can, you weren't great as a team, as a defense. You were terrible.
Yeah. I'm okay with the Texans defense, but you know what? Jimmy Ward, the addition of Jimmy Ward with Jalen Petrie and if Derek Stingley's actually on the field, you needed some depth with Griffin because you don't know when Stingley's going to be available. Steven Nelson, Desmond King in the slot. It's not bad.
Sorry.
It's actually pretty good.
But it wasn't good last year, and it's like the same guy.
Well, you didn't have Stingley all last year. I mean, for most of the year,
didn't
have him.
What makes you think you're going to have Stingley?
Well, I don't know that. I'm saying I'm hoping he's going to be there.
What makes you think
that he won't be there the last 3 years?
He doesn't come back 2 foot injuries and in 2 different years, and he doesn't come back from injury very well.
So you're giving up after his rookie season? That
I'm not giving up. I'm just not assuming that I can't assume after 3 straight years of injury – Like, as I had an agent say that the other day who actually listens to the show, you can't outrun injuries. If you're injured in college, you're going to stay injured in the pros. And Derek Stingley was injured 2 of 3 years in college, and the first year in the pros, he's injured already. It's unlikely that Derek Stingley is going to live an injury-free existence over the next 3 years with the Texans. It's just not. Last year was a big concern to me because now he's shown 3 of the last 4 years. He's 3 consecutive years he's missed extensive time due to injury. And then you typically don't get more healthy as you come into the NFL. You get less healthy. That's a big concern.
Says you.
For me. Well, says history.
No. Well, says, I don't know. You don't know. You don't know that he's not going to be healthy and play every game.
Is this Uncle Freddy's son?
Is that Maddox? It could be. It could be another Maddox. But I'd like to hear from D'Amico Ryans first. D'Amico threw out the first pitch last night. Here's D'Amico talking about Astros versus Texans.
That would be everything, right? That's why I'm here, to bring home a winner, right? And that's what the Astros, hopefully I can get some of that vibe while I'm here, right? But that's why I'm here. Right? I want to bring Houston a win, bring Houston. And that's why I chose to be here with the Texans.
The Astros are champions. It's what we want to bring on the football side, baseball. Astros are doing it for us, for the Texans. It's the kind of atmosphere we want to bring. We want to mimic what the Astros are doing. From Aaron Wilson.
Yeah.
It's, you know what? Good for him. Good on him. He went out there. Yeah, we want that vibe. If you want vibes, though, you should go to Rockets.
Yeah, if you want vibes. Vibes. But he said specifically we want an Astros vibe.
Yeah. Would you rather have Rockets vibe right now or Astros vibes right now?
Astros.
What?
Even where they are right now.
Yeah.
Which is actually winning. They're fighting through adversity and winning.
Yep. Let's get Maddox in here. Maddox, what's up?
What's up, guys?
How we doing?
Is this Uncle?
I wanted to say, Lance, thank you for calling me Patrick Mahomes. But John, what's up with calling me Jackson?
I know. I tried to put a good Patrick Mahomes on you. John said Jackson Mahomes.
Listen, you got that look. I don't know that vibe. That Jackson.
Did you see him doing a bunch of TikTok dances? Uncle Freddie. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, your dad.
That's true.
And you're going to be a TikTok machine, okay?
Ooh, that's nice.
So hopefully you're not going to turn into Jackson Mahomes.
Disrespectful.
But that whole look you got thing going on, I can see it.
I think the look's more Patrick. And then, I mean, I'm not on that TikTok. Maybe my dad might be the Jackson Mahomes, but I'm not on that fruitier side.
Your dad is the Jackson Mahomes of adults, okay, with his TikTok vibes, okay?
Like old Cuban man with a TikTok video.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know what? I wouldn't put that. Yeah, I apologize. That's out of line. I should have never done
that. It's a little disrespectful. It's a lot disrespectful.
Sorry about that, Maddox.
Put Jackson on it.
There's Maddox right here on ESPN 97.5. Apologize. Hey, you know what? If I called you Jackson Mahomes, I should be a little out of line yourself. Time to talk about
it. By the way, did you watch Succession, the last one?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see where Tom goes, see him do the De Niro?
Time to talk right now about Amy over at Houston Injections. Lance is doing it, as a matter of fact, and how's it going? You're doing the weight loss shots?
It's going well. It's easy. You end up getting it to take it home with you. They give you the shots for the month, and then it's easy. It's a simple injection with a very small, thin needle. I'm a guy who doesn't like needles, period. Never have my entire life, and this is literally nothing. I can do it myself. I did question, am I going to be able to stick myself with a needle? The needle is like a very small one. Mm-hmm. It's super easy.
Yeah.
Super easy, and it starts to regulate your blood sugar, which is a very different feeling. I was tired the first, like, 3 or 4 days. It can happen with some people where you get really fatigued, but couldn't have been easier. Amy's great. Her staff is great. It was really, really easy.
So if you're somebody that's fighting
with everything they're doing,
that weight thing, and you've been fighting it for a while, this is a great way to go about it. Amy is taking – guys, get on over there. There's not a lot of spas that are inviting guys over. Amy is doing it. It's easy to get to. It's right in the Galleria area on a 610 feeder between Richmond and Westheimer. It's so easy. Amy is doing it. Great job. Not everybody can get these shots. So if you're looking for a great way to lose some weight, you've heard about this, you want to do it, you want to do some laser hair removal, weight loss, Botox, facials, whatever it is, all you got to do is go to 975medspa.com, 975medspa.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Ooh, wow. Trevor Bauer, did you see this? His last outing in Japan?
No.
Ooh, apparently they've caught up to him. He was pulled after 2 innings, giving up 7 earned runs. And in 3 starts, he has an 8.40 earned run average.
Bring him back.
Yeah, we need – that's what everybody wants. How about all those Astros? Yes, Bauer. Yes. Get Bauer.
I don't know if there's a lot of them, but
– yeah.
Anything more than probably 3 is too many.
I mean, that is – look at all these player haters. Oh, look at James. This is when James – look at that. I mean – why would you not want James? He put on a fat suit. He absolutely put on a fast.
It doesn't make sense that you could, unless, now, he could be bloated. Like, he could have eaten something and he know makes him bloat really badly, because it can be temporary like that. So James may have eaten something that caused him to bloat. So I think that could have been something. Either way, he knew what he was trying to do and get out of Houston.
Yeah. And we've got a story that's developing. Actually, we'll do it in the next segment. His at-bat, Aaron Judge's at-bat last night, is under scrutiny. Aaron Judge, the Toronto Blue Jays announcers, and then he was asked about it in the postgame. We'll have it for you in the next segment.
Tell people what happened.
Aaron Judge is looking into the dugout.
Twice.
He's kind of eyeing. Like it's they got a close up of his face and his eyes, and you can tell for whatever reason, as the pitch is coming, he's looking over to the dugout and looking over a couple of times, and then he homers, and the announcers talk about how suspicious his at bat was, and then he was asked about it. We'll get all that information for you in the next segment right here. That's what
it's a perfectly good explanation from Aaron Boone. And from Aaron Judge, like, perfectly good, said no one ever. I thought this is the weakest, weirdest. Look, baseball, this is why we're so upset. I don't care. They've found some kind of con, obviously. The Yankees have found something, and they're trying to tip off pitches. The Yankees in the dugout are trying to tip off a pitch somehow. They're not banging on a trash can. And he's looking into the dugout, and he claims he's looking because
why?
Aaron Boone had been ejected. Aaron Boone had been ejected. They were chirping. I was just looking over because they were chirping still at the umpire. So I was like, really, in the middle of a guy getting ready to make a pitch, you turn your eyes to look into the dugout right before the pitch arrives because guys are yelling at an umpire? That's not even remote. That's not even remotely plausible.
That is.
You were cheating somehow. And big ups. That's baseball. Baseball's been doing that forever. That's why this whole thing is comical. Have you seen Yankee fans? Oh, Yankee fans are like, this is the dumbest thing ever. This is the weirdest thing ever. Like, you know, you should be embarrassed for even putting that out there. They were sitting there talking about this on that. What an embarrassment that they're talking about this on the air.
Well, ESPN was just doing it on the Greeny, whatever that Greeny show is that they do, or their morning show, whatever it is.
It's called Greeny, Perk, Legler. No. And Ryan Clark.
No, it's not. It's not.
And Dan Orlovsky. It's called The Crew.
It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Every show isn't called All the People in It.
Oh.
Okay? That's the show before ours. But Aaron Judge is definitely doing something before he turns on one. Well, he hits it to straightaway center field, and the Yankees lead 7-0 yesterday. But there's definitely some suspicious stuff. But why would we believe that the Yankees are doing anything suspicious, Lance?
No.
The Yankees wouldn't do that.
No, if we know anything about the Yankees and
Dodgers.
The only
cheaters in baseball are the Astros.
That's it. We know the Yankees would not do something that would be considered outside the rules of the game.
No.
We already know that.
Yeah, so that's just it. All of these accusations are just ridiculous.
To bed about a guy looking into the dugout right before the pitch is thrown, that's normal behavior when you hear people in your dugout, you know, saying things.
Yeah.
You're supposed to look over because they were yelling at the umpire.
No, absolutely.
That's normal behavior to do that twice in an at-bat, to continue to look over right before the pitch is thrown. What? They're chirping.
Everybody does
that.
They're
chirping.
You look over to see if the guys are watching or if they're eating sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
You got to see how many sunflower seeds are left because you're about to, you know, you're going to go back to the dugout. And you want to make sure that all the guys are up on the top step watching you. Otherwise, you're going to feel bad about them, that they're not paying attention. Of course, you're going to look into the dugout right before a guy throws a 95-mile-an-hour fastball at you. Of course, you're going to look over in the dugout. It always happens. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Just ridiculous that the Yankees are being accused of something suspicious after how, you know, Carlos Beltran came over from the Yankees and said, you know, you guys are way behind on this cheating thing. But why would the Yankees be suspicious in any way, shape, or form, Lance? It's an Astros cheating thing. Other teams don't cheat.
No.
This is stupid.
Yeah, I'm tired of, honestly, I'm tired of people talking about anyone else cheating.
Yeah.
We know that the Astros cheat. We know that the Astros hit things and they yell things and they're able to win because of all of the cheating.
It's
we
the
already
only
know
way.
This. And we already know that Aaron Judge, you know, was there a different baseball for Aaron Judge? I don't know. Who cares? You know, who cares? It was good for baseball when Aaron Judge hit all those home runs.
Yeah.
And I know that looking into a dugout is nothing more than just, hey, guys, what's the commotion?
Yeah.
That's all that was.
It sounded like
Aaron Boone told me and Aaron Judge told me it was they were just chirping. I was, like, distracted literally right before a pitch was coming. I'm distracted and looked into the bullpen and looked into the thing. And, yeah, I knew a slider was coming. And, I mean, I didn't know it.
He
guessed it.
I guessed it.
It wasn't a great pitch, I will admit. It was a hanging slider that caught literally all of the plate.
Well, it was a little down and away, actually.
You thought so?
Yeah.
I thought it slid into the heart of the plate.
Well, here's the deal is anytime a guy's going to be throwing 95 or so at you, you are really going to – no. You are really, really going to be checking out the dugout to see if guys are paying attention. That's what you do. You are definitely looking into the dugout to make sure everybody's paying attention and saying, hey, well, what if they were saying, hey, 99, let's go. Let's go, 99. And you look. Of course you look. If that's
And you know what? It's actually a good point.
It's very
distracting. Because now with the pitch clock, you can't take your time out. Like,
you got to look
over
there.
You're just going to have to look into the dugout. If people are, you know, if people are distracting you, you can't step out. You got to just look over there. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely, absolutely. All right, we'll hear from both sides on this. We'll hear the Blue Jays announcers and Judge and Boone. On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I want to hear about Chastain Ford. Actually, I want to talk about Chastain Ford. I want to talk about the whole dealership, everything about it, everything that you will love, and the product. The Fords are second to none. Listen, the portals are open if you're looking for that Bronco or you're looking for that whatever vehicle that you're the Expeditions or they got so many different styles to choose from. But they've also got new cars on the lot. I mean, it's taken a while, obviously, but the new cars are out there on the lot and ready for you. Even if you're looking for the F-150 Lightning, they've got some of those in stock right now ready for you. I love, love, love my Lightning. It's the best vehicle I've ever owned. And trust me, if you're looking for a vehicle, if you're just going to tool around the city, this is the only way to go. I'm telling you, it is so awesome. You just charge it up at night, and then the next three or four days, you drive around. You don't have to worry about it, and you don't ever have to stop for gas. It's awesome. Look, if you're looking for a great way to get it into that electric and have it an F-150, not another kind of vehicle, it's an F-150, and it's awesome. Or whatever vehicle that you're looking for, you got it at Chastain Ford. They're going to give you the best price. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They just don't do that kind of stuff. They're going to give you the best deal they possibly can, and they're going to find the best interest rate they can for you as well. They did that for me, but not just because it's me and I talk for them. They'll do it for everybody, every single person that walks into that dealership or goes online at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
No way Judge is cheating. Remember when the Astros cheating scandal made him sick to his stomach? Remember that?
I remember that.
That's what Craig said. Craig in Texas.
That's true.
So here are the announcers last night during Aaron Judge. They got a close-up of Aaron Judge actually looking into the dugout right before the pitch is coming, looking into the dugout.
I wonder
shifty
who picked
eyes.
Up on that.
I don't know, but he had shifty eyes going on, looking into the dugout before the pitch got there. Here are the Blue Jays announcers.
All right, Buck, so you and I looked at each other at the same moment right when we saw this three pitches ago.
Watch what he's looking at.
Yeah. What is that?
Where's he looking?
Where's he looking? And he did
in
it more than
dugout?
Once.
Yeah. It was really, really unusual. But you and I both looked at each other when we saw that.
Like, did you see what I saw? Yeah. And you don't want to go, you know, throwing allegations around without knowing, but...
No. And you know what? Yeah, I have had guys look back when I was catching, and you obviously could see it, and he couldn't see the catcher with the way he was looking right there.
Yeah, just did it again. And he pummeled it. He hit it a country mile for his second home run of the night.
Third time this season, and Aaron Judge has hit two homers in a game. And once again, he's looking at something. And then the next move is that powerful swing, and he blasts one to center field. I've not seen that before with him.
No.
I've not ever seen that.
And we've both seen it a lot. Do you think he's trying to see if he can see Kirk, if Kirk's away?
Yeah,
it's more likely to be a slider if Kirk's in and he can't see him. It's more likely to be a fastball.
But the way his head was, I don't know that he could see the catcher just looking like that.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't looking at the catcher. He's definitely looking at the dugout. The guy who sounded drunk was Buck Martinez.
I don't think he sounded. I think that's how Buck talks now.
Yeah. Okay. But that was an ESPN broadcast.
No, it's Toronto's broadcast.
That's their team? Because that's the ESPN team, too.
I don't think that was ESPN. I think it was a Toronto home team broadcast.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. It was ESPN? Yeah.
Oh, TSN.
TSN, Toronto Sports Network.
Okay, so he's definitely looking into the dugout. Here is Aaron Judge on why he was looking in the dugout.
Yeah, it was kind of a lot of chirping from our dugout, which I really didn't like in the situation where it's a 6-0 game and I know Booney got tossed. Like, I was trying to save Booney by calling timeout. Like, hey, hold up here. Like, let me work here. So I was kind of trying to see who was chirping in the dugout. So it's 6-0. Like, Booney got tossed. Let's go to work now.
Teammates kind of checking on your Yankees teammates?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking like who's still talking here. It's 6-0, and our manager got tossed. He did his job. Like, let's go back to playing ball.
Now, he did it multiple times in one at-bat, and he did it multiple at-bats. So his teammates must have been talking a lot. He was just continually checking on teammates. That's not – look, when a ball's getting ready to come in at 98 miles an hour or, you know, a breaking pitch, one of the things that I think is the key to success is being able to multitask and focus on multiple things at once. And I think that that's smart of him to multiple times in a game look over to the dugout and just say, hey, who's doing all this talking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Guys, let's tighten it up. 6-0, okay?
Yeah.
Skip got ejected, so I wanted to see who it was so I could whoop their ass after the game,
mm-hmm.
teach them a lesson. That's probably what he's doing, is just tightening up his own locker room. Who wants to catch his fade? That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
He probably wasn't looking over what the pitch is going to be. And then before hitting it out of the park.
No. And listen, all that chatter, that you thought it hurt him, but it didn't. You thought it didn't hurt him. So, but he was able to turn on that. It looked like he knew what was coming, but they wouldn't cheat. The Yankees wouldn't cheat. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here. Well, Joe Daddy wants to get in here. Talk about James Harden. Hey, Joe Daddy.
Yeah, I'm a no on Harden. Pray for Wimby, by the way. Pray for Wimby.
Yeah, pray for Wimby.
The guy, Harden just showed who he was, man. You know, he can't win the big one. He quit on us, man. That's unforgivable in sports, man. I don't care who you are, what team, what sport. That's unforgivable, quitting on a team. And I wanted to talk about Abreu a little bit. You know, my suspicion and my theories is that he's still having the hangover from the sign stealing thing. I mean, everyone cheated. Every team cheated. And he, we see Cody Bellinger still sucks. I mean, I just think that's it, man. He's just still struggling from the hangover from the sign stealing. So that's my theory, guys. Some of his swings are just like not even close. Like he thinks something else is coming, and it's just not even close, man. Defensive swings on fastballs and sliders, it's weird, man. So that's my theory, man. Hopefully he could turn around here soon and maybe, you know, feed him a sign or two, man. That's all I got, man. Have a good one, guys.
Appreciate it. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you haven't heard, our Houston Astros won yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was nice, wasn't it?
It was a Breggy bomb involved.
A Breggy bomb was involved. Jose Abreu.
Two RBIs.
Montero. You know, Dusty talked about Montero and his outing after the game. Montero did give up a hit, and he took a diving play by Pena to double up the runner at first, which saved Montero from having another dreadful outing. And instead of a dreadful outing, he got the win. And so maybe you can shut up about Jeff Bagwell for a while, okay? And because Bagwell, oh, how many bases did Jose Abreu have last night? Three. Did Montero get a win? Yes. What did you do last night? You didn't sign those guys.
I made crawfish stuffed chicken.
They were instrumental, those two, in the Astros win, okay?
I sent my son and his three friends from high school who are all home now from college. They all went to the game together. I gave them my tickets I had for that game, and they went and enjoyed it. They went and enjoyed it. They left before the game was over, like I taught them to.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. You got to avoid the traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you got so to. So they left after the Breggy bomb. They say, okay, let's go. They can't possibly lose this. And they were right.
Yeah, they were right. No, they were dead on. Here's Dusty talking about Montero's outing.
You know, we certainly need him in that back end of the bullpen. So, you know, that was good that he had a clean inning. You know, this is what you want. And then, you know, going forward, like I said, starts with one. And so he's had a good one tonight, and hopefully he can have ensuing good ones.
Kind of lying to us, right to our faces.
A clean outing after a hit and a diving play and a bullet on a bullet that was hit?
Turned into a what?
That's though? A Montero clean turned
into,
inning?
Turned into a what?
Double play.
Okay.
Well, on a diving
how many
catch
batters
on a
did he
line
face?
Drive?
How many batters did he face?
Is that a Montero clean inning?
How many batters did he face?
Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes you get some, okay, sounds like a clean sheet to me.
Wow. That's a clean
yes.
outing.
Sometimes you get saves like that with Ryan Pressly, and they're called what? Saves.
Yeah.
You like those saves, so why don't you like that clean outing by Montero?
Well, you know what? No runs scored, so if that's the clean outing, I'm all for it. No runs scored, so I'm good with that then. I'm absolutely
that's
good.
That's what Dusty's trying to tell you. Hopefully there's going to be a lot more like that where Jeremy Pena has to save an inning.
Well,
turn into
care.
A double play, though.
It's a double play. Did he hit into a double play? Yes. Did they make the play? Yes. Was it a bullet, that a BB that Pena dove and picked out of the air? Yes. All of those things. Mm-hmm. But that was a clean inning. That's what I'm talking about. All right, 857 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've got an hour left. You hurry up and get in. 713-780-3776. Hurry up and call HRP as well. I was talking to the boys yesterday, as a matter of fact, Holly and Fisher, and working on Case Keenum is probably going to be coming in here and doing speaking for them. And if Case Keenum speaks for your company, then your company is a great company. Okay, because Case Keenum is one of the great Houstonians, all right? That's not even arguable. We love us some Case Keenum here in the city of Houston, and you should love him. And you will love HRMP as well. Mike Holley, a University of Houston alum, blocked for Andre Ware, Heisman Trophy winner. Mike Holley is a Coug through and through, loves his Cougs, puts his money where his mouth is with the Cougs, and is a great guy. And is a guy who, by the way, has a great business that is getting you your payroll at a great price, along with your HR, along with all your taxes, along with giving you options for all your 401k and your benefits packages. He's doing this every single day in the city of Houston. He does it for us, and we love him. We went to them because the payroll company that we had wouldn't grow with us. They grow with you. They're not going to, it's not cookie cutter. It is a customized plan exactly for your business. Let them start the process for you, and then you can change over when you want, when it's seamless for you. You can get all of this done with HRP. No business is too big. Some are too small. If you've got 15 or 25 employees, this is the time to call HRP. 281-880-6525. 25, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.